JP, Coriel, and Oscar Nick.
One of the reasons we made the greatest show on earth is because the world needs laughter today.
The greatest thing in the world.
The mightiest of mighties. The greatest, most powerful.
You're talking in circles. You're talking like we didn't go over this already.
Are you ready for this?
I don't know. Are you?
Hey, good morning and welcome back. It is Monday, March 25th. And Coriel's here. Good morning, Coriel.
Good morning.
Good morning, Nick.
What's going on, guys?
Last Monday of March.
Yeah, it is.
The madness continues.
March flew by.
Yeah, it did, didn't it?
I think it did.
Now we're into the madness of all the brackets. Are you guys done? I mean...
Oh, my brackets are pretty good, so...
Yeah, I'm good.
See, I'm
you're good.
Probably...
You're doing well in the league,
I'm in fifth now, but I'm going to probably run out of gas because all I have is like North Carolina and Purdue left because I went with Kentucky, and I thought for sure Nebraska was going to upset Houston, but that didn't happen.
Texas A&M?
Well, I like where your
no,
heart
I thought
was.
I thought Nebraska was going to beat Texas A&M.
Yeah.
And then upset Houston.
Right place.
I thought more with my heart than my head this year, and unfortunately that is going to probably leave me in fifth place in our work bracket.
Oh, man.
You know what? That's fine. I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
It's just the way the ball bounces. I think you guys, do you have all your Final Four still alive for you guys?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So far, so good. Doing well.
Looks like the, Katie, our general manager, is doing better than I thought she was going to do because she has Kentucky winning it all, but she still had quite a few other games right.
Yeah, she's surviving in some senses.
Yeah. I always tell people, just right now, the only thing you care about is that your max points left is high. That's all that matters.
Yeah, mine's only at 1530, which I think your max is right now at 1670, and Coriel's is a 1710.
Ooh.
So you guys are doing
pretty
good.
You just, as you wait for this next round to go by, and then you wait to see who it is.
At least.
The good news is Coriel copied my winner, so at least she's going to be ahead of me most of the time.
Oh, whatever.
She is projected that her max is going to be higher than yours, so it's very good possibility. It'll be between her and Spencer because Spencer has Carolina and you have UConn.
UConn.
The best part is I'm not finishing last place. Neither is our GM because our big boss, our other boss,
the other
Rob,
suit.
If you look closely on that list of brackets that are available, he has put up a big old goose egg.
Yeah,
nice.
Because he didn't bother to fill his bracket out.
So no matter what, someone else is a bigger loser than us.
Yeah, that is.
Which is amazing, isn't it?
All right.
More often than not, that doesn't happen that way.
Take it.
Yeah, we'll take that. So cheers to the weekend. I know it wasn't great as a Husker fan, but you know what? It still was a good weekend. It was still exciting and fun. And we look forward to the next things for the Huskers. Husker baseball and softball did very well. Football spring games coming up, so the sun will come up and we'll get better, and it'll be fun next year too. Let's get to today's show.
Coming up
next
with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
We have an anonymous farmer that needs help with some issues on his land. We'll have him with Neighborhood Watch at 7:20. We will talk about how Coriel is laughably unlucky.
Constantly.
We'll get the nitty-gritty, too, brought to you by Nutrition Authority next.
Kelsey Ballerini on joining her boyfriend on screen. Carly Pierce's tribute to Riley Strayne. Miranda Lambert's sneaky reveal and more.
Getting you in the know from Music Row.
Check this out.
Coriel has your nitty-gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Nitty-gritty from Music City, powered by A1 Mold Testing and Remediation. Country stars have tried their hands at acting. Recent examples include Kane Brown and Lainey Wilson, but also Tim McGraw, Reba McEntire, many others have embraced this as their side gig. Kelsey Ballerini is hoping to join their ranks, but won't appear with her boyfriend. In a recent interview, the country star says she wants to expand her horizons, but riding the coattails of Chase Stokes onto the set of Outer Banks, which is what he stars in as John B., isn't something she's interested in. Quote, when it comes to my relationship, there's a beautiful level of him showing up on tour or at my respective award shows and me getting to go to set and showing up to his events where we just get to be each other's support system in person. And that feels like a very, like, safe thing for her. So to any casting agents, I guess, Kelsey wants to have her own honest shot at her own merits because, you know, she wants to do it on her own terms, not because of who she dates.
Probably the best out of those country stars for that are actors, I say Reba's the number one.
Yeah, she had her whole entire TV show.
Yeah, exactly.
I like Tim. Tim McGraw is really
good. Tim McGraw's been good, too. Yeah.
Country singer Kip Moore announced his departure from MCA Records after 10 years with the label, expressing gratitude for the opportunity to make records his way. He shared his excitement for the future of the independence and everything, creating this sixth studio album. He did thank the label's team and fans for all their support. And then his departure marks a new chapter in his career as he looks forward to releasing his upcoming album independently. All that stuff is very hard to do, even with a label, so without a label's help and whatnot, I'm sure that's a whole other animal for him, but he's excited to take on this new venture. Carly Pearce played a concert in Missouri over the weekend, but many minds were on more of the music at the show. Earlier in the day, Friday, you'll find the details too on the Facebook page, KX969. Missouri native and college student Riley Strain was found dead in the Cumberland River. That's the missing Missouri student who had been missing after being asked to leave Luke Bryan's bar. Mm-hmm. Pearce stopped down during her performance and dedicated a song to the young man, saying, quote, "I do not feel like I can live in Nashville and be in the state of Missouri tonight and not say that we love you, Riley Strain. Mm-hmm. I just want to say that I'm thinking of his family and I'm thinking of his friends and anybody in this room that knows him. I want to dedicate this to them before playing her song, Every Little Thing." Lastly, Miranda Lambert's in the middle of her Las Vegas residency and still found a way to sneakily sneak in a gender reveal. That was Friday night. The reveal was for two, quote, family members, so people in her camp, you know, bestie slash personal attendant Cameron Mitchell and her husband and her keyboardist and band leader, Danny Mitchell.
Oh,
so
nice.
She launched into Drunk and I Don't Want to Go Home, saying that either pink or blue confetti would be shot off at the end of the song. And we had some pink confetti. It's
nice.
A girl.
That's
what a
cool
gender reveal. I love that so much. It was subtle, not so subtle, because it's like confetti cannons. But, you know, quick, and here we go, moving
still
on.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah, pretty cool. That's the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Corey L. with Kix 96.9.
This is Good Things. If you've got one, we do this every weekday about this time. So if you want to get in, Facebook, X, or Instagram, KX969. You just type in the word Good Things and then attach whatever you got going good. And we'll be glad to feature it in this segment. Coriel, what do you got?
Sometimes a good thing means you don't really have to turn your brain on at all. In fact, excuse me. In this case, you might be able to just turn it off. And as long as you have big, meaty pause and a little bit of extra time on Saturday, June 1st, you could put that no-brain action into use. And it's just all athleticism. Oh. Those big, meaty paws of yours. If you've got the kinds of hands that can palm a basketball or like a small child's freakishly large head, it is your time to shine. June 1st, Saturday, from 3 to 6 p.m. at Tavern on the Square in the Haymarket.
Nice.
There is a coaster flipping tournament.
Oh, hey.
Now, Tavern on the Square is on TikTok, and I've been seeing that pop up every once in a while. And then Will Wilson on The Morning Hookup, and then you hear him on Kicks on the weekends. He's one of the bartenders and works there every once in a while. So he was talking about it a while ago, and I said, what do you mean coaster flipping? And you see how many coasters you can stack high.
Okay.
And you do this like quick flip remover off the end of the bar. It's kind of hard to explain, but it's just kind of like a 180 or something like that. You flip your wrist around and you got to keep them all in between your fingers.
Oh.
Okay. And you want to get as many as you can stacked high for the Guinness Book of World Records, because here's the deal. June 1st is the first tournament / like talent attraction event. And then moving forward after that, the second event with the pure talent, that's when Guinness Book of World Records will be on site. They will be at Tavern on the Square for them to hopefully make or beat or whatever a world record for coaster flipping. Like I said, it's definitely turn your brain off material, right?
Yeah, love it.
Yeah, so if you got those big meaty palms, like, and this is your time to shine.
Right.
It's June 1st from 3 to 6 at Tavern on the Square. So if you think you got what it takes,
okay,
check it out on Facebook.
That's awesome. Nick, your good thing.
My good thing is just, you know, what a good season by the men's basketball team. They lost on last Friday. God, it feels like an eternity ago already.
Yeah.
Which maybe is good. Maybe it's good that it feels so far back already.
The time's passed.
But yeah, I mean, you know, they had a really good season. They played their butts off. It was sad to see Tominaga crying afterwards, thinking the game was over. Technically, you know, Casey, you can come back one more year. You don't have to be done.
I mean,
just saying, you have the opportunity. But they had a really good run, and I mean, it was exciting leading up to the game to possibly get that first tournament win. I know it didn't work out, but it was still pretty exciting.
Yeah, no kidding. It was great. And the ladies, too. They played hard as well and got past the first round, just couldn't do the second round. So we wish them the best. It's going to be fun watching them gather up the girls and guys that they've got and get the teams ready to go for next season, which will be pretty exciting, too. My good thing are firefighters in general are really good people. They'll do just about anything for everybody. And that's what happened in Billings, Montana. There's a guy out there by the name of Roger, and Roger has cerebral palsy and has faced difficulties exiting his home due to an old deteriorating ramp, which became pretty hazardous during the winter time. Well, after the firefighters helped Roger with a fall most recently, they're like, you know what? I've got a little extra time. You want to come over with me and we're going to go build him a better ramp.
Wow.
And so they went over to his house and rebuilt the ramp into a safer, more robust structure with the help of the Billings Firefighters Benevolent Fund.
Wow, cool.
So they went out there and a bunch of people just like, let's build this guy a better ramp.
Saw a need and fixed it, I suppose.
Exactly. So shout out once again, firefighters. We appreciate you guys very much. The other big thing is nobody has won the money. It's still sitting there. Powerball tonight, $800 million.
That's like a crazy amount of money.
And nobody's won it yet. So it makes me think that we got a pretty good chance if California and Iowa haven't won it yet. So 466-9696. If you'd like to be in the Millionaires Club, name, lucky number, and phone number. We go put the lucky numbers on the tickets and hopefully we win big. 466-9696 for Millionaires Club. So the stuff we hoard today is a little different than what our grandparents refused to throw out. Things like baseball cards and figurines have given way to old video games and Beanie Babies. Someone actually asked a bunch of millennials to people to name things millennials save that their kids will immediately toss as soon as they die.
Wait, okay, so things that millennials will toss of the older generations
keeping.
The millennials that they save, that they think their kids are going to toss as soon as
so what we as millennials.
Yeah, you guys
are
categorizing wise. Yeah, you guys are millennials.
Okay.
You guys are between 81 and 96 are the millennials and Gen Y, as it sometimes mentioned. I'm a Generation Xer. Thinking off the top of your list, what do you think that people are going to, what you guys think your kids will
toss?
Me
specifically, it's going to be promotional and event t-shirts and party supplies.
T-shirts are on there. Also, the rubber bracelets.
Is this the neighbor kids or who's doing this to you, Coriel?
Yeah.
It'll be your...
They're going to find like a drawer of koozies and they're going to go, oh, wow, grandma really partied. And then it's like, but that's just scratching the surface, babe. I've got like totes full.
Man, I'm trying to think. Because not my comics. Carter loves them.
Yeah, that's good. Really concert good t-shirts, promotional t-shirts, and rubber bracelets made the top five.
You know, it's funny that you say this because I decided last night, yesterday, early evening into late evening, I have a room upstairs with all my things from when I moved in, basically.
Yeah.
I went through almost every single article of clothing because I have totes and boxes and like drawers full of stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
I went through and I weeded out what I'm going to try to donate to Plato's Closet because there's some decent stuff in there.
Nice.
And then I have an entire big suitcase and 9 trash sacks, a 10th sack, which is like the size of 3 trash sacks from like some shopping place, whatever, full of clothing that I'm just donating to People City Mission.
It's a lot of sacks.
And that's still having a massive tote full of clothes that I'm going to hang on to. And those are like events or promotional t-shirts or concert t-shirts.
Things that mean something
to you. That are sentimental. Yeah. I'm hoping to make a quilt out of them someday or something, but we'll see if that ever happens.
Yeah, I think as I sit here thinking about it, I think it'll be all my stupid jerseys from all the different like sports, because I still have like all my flag football t-shirts and stuff.
Wow.
And,
yeah,
like, all that, because I just don't want to throw them away. I just, they're like, right, my,
it's like clothing.
Shirts. Yeah, so I think that clothing, I think, is going to be the main culprit here.
That and CDs, maybe. I don't know. See, that CDs, I have.
Yeah.
I don't know that I have that one. Many around anymore. But I do have like a box somewhere full of CDs. And I mean, unless it becomes like a throwback thing, like, you know, vinyl records, I can't see
CDs coming back.
My future family members being like, let's hang on to these.
There's something different. The vinyl's way different than the CDs.
Yeah. You know?
For me, when I went through my divorce and then was minimalizing what I had, I went through and got rid of, I donated a bunch of DVDs to the Beatrice DVDs. State Developmental Center, because a friend of the family works down there. So I had two like shelves full of DVDs, and I managed to get it down to one box of the ones I truly wanted to keep. And I'm sure those will get tossed out as soon as like I die by my son. It'll just say, nope, gone.
In the same breath, I do want to say, I also have this conversation over the weekend, so it's odd that you brought this up.
Okay.
But I want to be the old lady who, when she kicks the bucket, they start finding like money and weird stuff hidden in weird places. The older, like older generations
hide money.
I'm obsessed with those stories where they find like bills between plates, and they find like stuff in the wall and stuff behind like picture frames. And
at first I thought you meant when they were doing your autopsy and they're like, that's $100 bill rolled up in your butt. How long has that been there?
No one's going to find that.
Check this out. Here's what's trending online now.
Here on Kix 96.9.
And it's trending, brought to you by Camping World of Lincoln.
Three.
Spring has officially sprung, but a large part of the country kind of wants to punch a groundhog. 16 states, including Nebraska, were placed under winter weather alerts yesterday, many continuing into tomorrow morning. Currently, central/northeast Nebraska is under a blizzard or winter storm warning, with northeast Nebraska expected to see the most accumulation. Western Nebraska also got some snow, too. I-80 and US 30 between Lexington and Ogallala, way out west, or like central to west, are closed entirely due to visibility for both directions. Mm. If you do need to travel for whatever reason, or you had travel plans across the state, make sure you check out 511.nebraska.gov for the latest road closures.
Got our fingers crossed after the show on Wednesday when you travel out to Colorado.
Going out to Colorado. So hopefully things clear up by then.
Hopefully.
Looks like
not with her luck.
It was thought that my condition was non-cancerous. The surgery was successful. However, tests after the operation found cancer had been present.
After months of speculation about her condition, Kate Middleton, the Princess of Wales, ended the mystery last week with breaking news announced on Friday in a video that she is being diagnosed with cancer. No. She didn't reveal what type of cancer she was diagnosed with after the abdominal surgery in January, but Kensington Palace explained after the video went public that Kate started a course of preventative chemotherapy in late February. Many people online are saying they regret the weeks of speculation and jokes at her expense, including actress Blake Lively, who made a statement online apologizing for a now deleted Instagram post where she shared a Photoshop joke inspired by the manipulated Mother's Day post released by the Kensington Palace. There's still some people that are on, like the ex people are on there still saying, wait a second, that's like the same sweater she wore back in 2016.
Some people are trying to say it's like, AI.
It's
now.
An AI. It's like,
just
that they
give it up. She's a deep sick. Fake. Let it's her like, heal.
Let it just be, and we'll see what happens with that.
That is the update.
Yeah.
They'll fire from the corner, the three, Hefner, no, Taylor lost it, and it is over. The Houston Cougars survive and advance.
Yeah, even one of the last games of the weekend was exciting as Houston survived A&M in overtime. And now we're
down.
Game. Yeah, now we're down to the Sweet 16. And going into it, those of you who don't look for a bunch of upsets and just say, yeah, the number ones and number twos will survive. You're doing pretty well on your brackets, probably, because that's what's going on, as well as number three seeds, that is, still in the mix. So, next batch of games will be on Thursday with four games, and then another four on Friday. Meanwhile, the odds of who will win it all has seen a sharp increase for the UConn Huskies.
Oh, man!
Who now sit at +250. They were +450 favorites last week. So if you've got the UConn Huskies, like I believe Coryell and Nick both have the Huskies winning.
That's true, man.
In their brackets.
Genius.
Then you're a genius.
That was my initial pick anyways.
I know, that's what you said after you told us you had someone else.
I thought about doing Purdue, but I didn't.
Edie is
dominating, though. Holy gosh.
Yeah, I know.
These teams have no idea what to do with that big man.
Yeah, he's a large human, and we'll see how things go down the stretch.
It's a bummer, obviously, that the men's team couldn't pull off that win, but at least the very first 5 minutes was electric.
Yeah,
that was crazy. Exciting. And then huge congratulations to the women's team for making it past that first round.
Yeah,
so.
Well, they'll regroup and come back stronger than ever in the winter. So yeah. There you go. That's what everybody's going to be talking about today.
The drama is right there in your own backyard. It's Neighborhood Watch.
We've got a gentleman on the phone who would like to stay anonymous, so we're just going to call him Richard, as he has a problem with something going on in his neighborhood. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning.
What can we do for you?
Well, I'm going to be really vague here because I'm not sure what I want to do yet.
Okay.
But okay.
I'm hoping your listeners might help me out here.
Okay.
So I have some acreage near a college campus. It's not in Lincoln. It's a small town deal.
Okay. Okay. So a smaller town and a smaller college. All right.
Okay.
Right. Exactly. And on my property, I have some trail cameras that have been picking up this group of college kids sneaking onto my property and having a bonfire and drinking beer.
Mm.
So it's dumb to say that.
So it's our alma mater. Is that
what? So it's our alma mater.
All right. So are they causing problems then?
Well, it's not really bothering anyone, honestly. But the fact that they're sneaking onto my land is kind of making me mad. But I also did this exact thing when I was 20. So
yeah.
So you get it.
On the other hand, you know, I'm 50 now. I'm kind of a curmudgeon-y old man, and they are leaving beer cans all over the place.
So
I just really need to know, you know, what you think I should do.
First of all, that's a rookie mistake on their part, because you always know it's better to clean up after yourself after you leave. That way you can keep coming back to the same spot.
Exactly.
But no one ever has that hindsight.
No, you bring a trash bag and you clean it up before you bail.
I mean, is it like littering's littering and it's, I mean, people are dumb and they don't clean up after themselves. Yeah. I understand. But like, is it just like a few cans or something? Or is it like
50?
I mean, is it a lot or...
From the camera, it seems like it's about a dozen.
Oh,
people.
Yeah. So it's kind of a lot.
But it varies because, you know, they've been coming here sporadically. They don't come on the same day or anything. They'll just show up.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Is the best?
And they will leave a lot of cans and some bottles, actually, too.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
A little more dangerous because, if they break stuff. I got calluses and things, and, you know, they'll step on some of those broken bottles.
Sounds like you might have to fill up the back of your truck bed with all of these bottles and cans after they're done, huh?
Yeah, it's not that bad, but, you know, I got my workers. They have to pick stuff up.
It is a
pain. So I don't really know what to do.
It's interesting getting older, because this sounds like right out of a page of my playbook.
Like what you would have done growing up.
And
yeah.
Then it's just like when you get older and you hear, you have more perspective, you realize like how rude that is to just litter in general, but then to also leave all that trash on someone else's property. And then to on top of that, be like sneaking onto another person's property. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Exactly.
So that's not to say it wasn't fun,
right?
But I see where you're coming from. Like, it's interesting to hear that. Like, yeah, that's added work for you. And then what happens if something happens to someone on your property? You're like, I didn't even know they were there.
Oh, you're liable for all of that. That's not good at all. Yeah.
Dang.
I just had a thought about it. I was thinking, do you think it would be good if I just left everything there once and let when they come back, you know, it's bugging them because they see what they left, and, you know, when they're a little more clear-headed. And, you know, and maybe kind of go, oh, my gosh, if we leave more, you know, do I just leave it until they kind of like, you know, get so cluttered that, you know, maybe they want to find a new spot or something.
Oh,
you know, honestly,
okay.
I think that's very sweet that you think that they have the mental capacity at this day and age to... make that self-realization. But to be honest with you, they will just party on top of the beer cans, I promise you.
That's probably what will happen.
So, right, well, hey, very sweet notion, though.
Yeah. Richard, what we'll do is we'll open up the phones to our listeners and let them chime in on what advice they have for you. We'll put it up on socials as well. And so you'll be able to kind of listen along and see on social media what folks think you should do about it. Yeah, Coriel?
Richard, okay. I do have an idea real quick. I think you should stake out and you should show up and do a beer bong with everybody and make it look like you're really, really cool. And then right when you're done beer bonging, you look at everybody dead in your eyes and you're like, everybody has 5 seconds to run or I'm calling the cops. And they'll be like, wait, what just happened? Oh my God. That way you still look like a badass, but you also get them to scram. Yeah.
That's not a bad idea either.
Well, we'll get you some more ideas. Hey, we appreciate you listening to the show. Thanks for being on with us.
Oh, you bet, man. I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful now.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
We need your help with our anonymous farmer going by the name Richard. What to do about the college kids on his land partying and bonfiring and all the hullabaloo that's going on. What should he do? You can let us know on Facebook, X, and Instagram, KX969, to be a part of Neighborhood Watch. You can also call in now, 466-9696. That's 466-9696. We'll get your calls and comments coming up.
The drama is right there in your own backyard. It's Neighborhood Watch.
And if you're just joining us, he wants to go by Richard. Stay anonymous. People coming at him, I guess, for complaining about people getting on his land.
Get off my lawn.
The way it's been going is he's been finding beer cans and trash left behind on his property, so he checked the trail cameras and found a bunch of young folk sneaking onto
his property
to party. And he doesn't want to be a total wet blanket, but it's also a lot to clean up for, like he says, for his workers, and he thinks it's kind of disrespectful that they don't clean up after themselves. He's not sure what to do. He's thought about, we gave him some suggestions, maybe scaring him. What other things you think should Richard maybe do to help alleviate the problem or fix things up?
Yes, you told us on Facebook, KX969. Kyle says, does he have a manure spreader?
If yes, he
should definitely use it.
Gross.
Devin says, put up a sign where they are coming in at that mentions cameras on the property. Yeah, there's just a lot of folks that are basically saying you should post things that say, like, no trespassing, like you're on camera, stuff like that.
Wonder if it'll stop those college kids.
Mm-hmm. iKix, what do you think?
Well, if he really doesn't mind them being there except for the trash, put a burn barrel out there and put a sign on it saying, if you guys want to keep doing this, clean up after yourselves.
That's a good point. iKix?
I think he should put up no trespassing signs, put a camera sign up there as well, and I think he needs to report it. With this dry weather, there's chances of fires, and if a fire gets started and it spreads, it's not only going to ruin his farm, but it's going to ruin everybody else's acres around there.
That's a good point, too.
The hard part about this is I 100% did this when I was younger.
Yeah, we...
Oh, I mean, same.
Yeah, same for...
It's hard to be, like, fully angry about this, but in the same instance, I totally get where he's coming from.
Well, it even sounds like Farmer Richard kind of like he gets it.
Yeah.
But, you know, now he's in a weird position because it's all fun and games until it's your land, you know?
Right.
And then you're like, wait, hold on.
I've got a friend of mine that's a farmer, Sherry, and she messaged me and said I would put up a couple wire electric fences and let them get shocked a few times.
Oh, hey, there you go.
That'll keep them off the land. And then there was this suggestion, too.
Well, so we used to have a similar problem, and we went on Amazon, and we found these trip wires. And what they do is you buy a blank shotgun round, and you put it inside of there, and you tie the trip wire up, and when they trip over it, the blank shotgun round goes off.
Oh, wow.
Terror. You're a terror.
Scare the crap out of them.
It would probably scare them off, maybe.
I think it would work.
If they were smart, it would scare them off.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Should do the trick. I mean,
so when I was in college,
scared me away.
When I was in college, we had a guy. We used to go onto his farm, and one time, he must have been sitting in these bushes forever, and then he shot a shotgun in the air, and it worked. It was so scary.
Oh, for sure.
It was like about 12:31 in the morning. We'd been out there for like 2 hours, And like he
oh,
just
that's
shot
even more maniacal. Let you have a little bit of your fun and then be like, party's over.
So scary.
Buddy Javi texted and said, tell him to set a trash can by the cans. It'll let them know he knows, and maybe they'll pick up their trash and find a new spot. On Facebook, KX969. I also like this one from Dawn. Dawn says, place a 55-gallon drum with a sign that says, I know who you are. I ain't seen your mama with you, so clean up your mess. Or place a box that says, donations needed for rent and cleanup fees.
Nice.
Some good suggestions. You can keep them coming in on Facebook, X, and Instagram, KX969. We appreciate Anonymous Farmer Richard being on the show. Hopefully that will help alleviate some of the problems. There's also been some folks that, hey, they should just come out and do like a cleanup crew from the local college that's nearby. That is like their community service.
Oh, sure. Another
suggestion, too.
I'd be able to do that.
Some good stuff coming in, and you can always be a part of Neighborhood Watch. Just reach out Facebook, X, or Instagram to be on the show. Now, I talked about it last week with Coryell and her boyfriend, who would really love to go on a cruise. Coryell's like, yeah, I'm not a fan. I don't think I'm going to do that. And a lot of folks said, hey, you should try it. And now she's like, ugh.
What'd you decide? Yeah, are you going to go?
I saved my opinion a little bit, but I'm not going to push the narrative at all.
See, if it, yeah, like you said, if it falls in your lap that it actually happens, then cool, I'll go on it. Which
I'll go into it with a little more of an open mind.
Right.
But I still am not, super, super excited about that idea. I don't even know if we'll go on a cruise anytime soon. You know, yeah. That was just kind of like a debate we ended up having. And then I thought, wow, I'm learning new things about you. You just would really love to be out in the open in the middle of nowhere,
yeah,
with nobody around to help except for the people that you are forced to be with on this ship, with also the unluckiest person in the world.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I said last week that you're bound to fall off that boat, or you know what will really happen is, and these people on the ship should have to know that you're on the ship and then decide if they want to be on the ship after knowing that you're on the ship because of how unlucky you are.
Or deny me entry.
But like, yeah, you're going to get on this thing in like the port of Miami, make it out maybe 50 feet and hit an iceberg that's in Miami for some reason. That there's no reason for there to be an iceberg there, but here it is.
Yes.
And it's got Coryell's name written off all over this thing.
This is the kind of no luck I have. I would finally get swindled and swayed into going on this cruise. And I'd be on the cruise. And I'd finally go, okay, fine, I'll try to make the best of it. Day one, I will try to do a nice thing for a cute little couple that's on board. And they want me to take their pictures. I can picture it right now. I'm like, pose. Yes, lighting's great. You got it. And I'm like, posing, I'm helping them pose, I'm taking pictures of them on their phones, and then knowing my luck, the seagull sees the phone and it's like, oh, shiny, cool, that's sweet. So then not only does it come try to pluck the phone out of my hand, but now I'm territorial of the phone because it's not even my phone to begin with.
Right.
So then I'll try to fight the seagull off so that I could save this couple's phone, and then I go overboard.
And then simultaneously tear both rotator cuffs while reaching for the seagull.
Yes.
Because that's how that would work. And then she'd have to come back and say, yeah, you would not believe how I tore both of my rotator cuffs. Seagull attacked me when I was holding someone else's phone while I was taking
just trying to do something nice for another couple.
Just being a good person.
That would be me.
110%.
Yes.
After that conversation off air, we basically came up with the fact that you are laughably unlucky.
Yes.
Like to the point where you're going to be leaving on Wednesday to go to Colorado for a bachelorette party? Yeah. And now there's a blizzard that has shut down the interstate.
Yeah, it's spring, but now there's a blizzard that has shut down part of the state.
It's because you're excited about going to a bachelorette party in Colorado.
That's the luck I have.
Yeah, you're just laughably unlucky.
I mean, I guess in this case, hopefully we've missed the worst part of it this early on.
Hopefully.
So it's not as bad going through like early Wednesday.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the kind of luck I have.
You should
be nervous that I'm snow tubing.
I am nervous about that. Trust me, you mentioned it. Like that might be the only thing that makes me more nervous than JP having a motorcycle.
Yeah, I was just going to say
is you tubing down a hill. Because the speeds that you guys get going on those things is
intense.
It's pretty high.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm surprised that hasn't happened to you yet. There was this woman named Ann Hodges. I love this story. She's been like one of the most unlucky people, like laughably unlucky people. She is, in recorded human history, the only human to ever be chilling on her couch watching TV and have a meteorite go through the roof and hit her in the side.
Wow.
This is one of my favorite, weirdly, I know it's weird to say that. One of my favorite stories ever.
This would happen to you. I don't know how it hasn't happened already yet.
And she survived, didn't she?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, she's good. Like, it's not like she didn't die.
Like, helped absorb a lot of the impact, so she actually, like, survived it.
It, like, hit off, it bounced off her radio that was sitting, like, a foot next to her and just drilled her.
Yes. Yes.
And it gave her a horrible burn, though, because it was super hot. But yeah, she still survived.
She still survived.
That's the kind of luck that I have, but I'll have to say she is... she takes a cake, I think, for most unlucky.
One of my buddies, Tapper, he's a teacher here in town. He's one of my best friends. He and I golf a lot. Talk about laughably unlucky on a golf course. If there is some random stupid hole in the ground somewhere on the course, he's going to drive the golf ball and he will find this. We're going to look for his golf ball for 25 minutes.
Up the golf ball.
And it's just going to be sitting in whatever like rut or hole or whatever, you know, if there is a hole in the side of a tree, it'll bounce off two trees and go right in there.
Yep.
And it never fails. Like when we can't find his golf ball, I just start looking in the strangest places
just
because that's where it'll be.
Just start looking in all the holes.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
funny. Well, we want to hear from you. Your laughably unluckiness. Are you as bad as Coryell when it comes to
I don't know.
Luck?
You could be a third as bad as Coryell and we'll still take it.
On Facebook, KX969, it could be you personally. It could be your someone family you know. In general, someone you know. Who is laughably unlucky and why? The better the description, the more description, the better is what I'm trying to say.
There you go.
Yes, there we go.
Be a part of that. We'll bring it back tomorrow.
JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
I'm not superstitious, but I am a little stitious.
New words become a part of our everyday vocabulary all the time, and it's...
like Herkel Durkel.
Yeah, there you go. It's true of job lingo, too, including a bunch of new work-related words and terms, including the lazy girl job.
Okay.
This was made popular by a TikToker who defined it in a video explaining lazy girl jobs are positions where you can have pretty comfortable salaries and not do that much work and be remote, especially appealing to younger professionals.
Am I eligible to get one of these?
Lazy girl job?
Lazy boy jobs.
Lazy boy job, you could do that.
But then like you'll just think that you'll be working in the reclining industry.
What if that is kind of what that is?
Maybe.
Like it sounds like it. You're at home just chilling.
What if you worked at Lazy Boy for quality assurance?
Oh, okay.
That's a Lazy Boy job.
That's not a bad job.
That's a Lazy Boy.
That's got to be a pretty comfy job.
Sign me up.
Also, bare minimum Mondays is a term about starting the work week off by doing less.
Sure.
It was made popular again by a TikTok video about how this content creator, she decided to allow herself to do the absolute bare minimum of work on Mondays and how it helped her stop dreading the work week.
Yeah,
that's so
I can
funny.
See that.
I'm like the exact opposite. I try to get everything done on Monday, so the rest of my week's awesome.
That's smart.
Like that's I'm just like, let's go full bore. I'm gonna put in a long day. I'm rested from the weekend. Let's freaking get this done, and then we'll just chill.
Another term is office goggles. That's trending now because of a blogger on TikTok.
Office goggles. Can I guess this?
Go for it.
Office goggles. Is that like where you pretend, well, I guess, is that like pretending that like someone you work with is better than they are? Like maybe you are interested in them?
Kind
like, of. Do I really like this person or is it just because I spend so much time with them?
Well, it's like beer goggles, but just at work and no booze required. It's when you fall for someone at the office, even though you'd never look twice at them if you passed them on
so
the street.
Yeah, so that's exactly what that is.
Yeah, back in 2006, it was created on UrbanDictionary.com with office goggles.
Dude, that's how I landed my wife.
Oh,
we're working it.
You work together. That's right.
Yeah, we're working at Best Buy, and I promise you, she was way too hot for me, and there was zero chance she would have like looked at me twice. But I was slanging those Netflix subscriptions like nobody's business.
Yeah,
and she was like, "All right, this guy's going somewhere." Little did she know, I wasn't.
You were the anomaly of office goggles.
That's right.
So, like, you would have been a 7 on the street, but she saw you slinging all that stuff, and you're a 9 at the workplace. Huh?
Something along those lines.
All right.
It's a little too high on the initial. and probably.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
He did give you a lot of grace there.
Yeah, I was trying to be nice.
He did. I appreciated it.
Yeah. But yes. It's just very interesting.
Husker Nick, I love you.
The office goggles are
the
a thing.
Office goggles.
I would agree.
Oh, you'd agree that's a.
Yeah, I think I would agree.
Yeah.
Okay.
I worked somewhere and dated a guy at work. I think I met him prior to technically, and then he started working with me. And like that was odd, I think, in hindsight. I think working with him just helped you romanticize it a little more.
Oh, okay.
Do people stay away from dating people at work now? I feel like.
God, maybe. I hope so.
Like, what? They realize that, hey, man, this is just complicating life. But it's like one of the places where you really get to know people and you, like, meet them.
Yeah.
But, like if you're working at a larger company, do you avoid? I wonder if people avoid dating.
I feel like.
You know what I mean?
It's better. I feel like it's better to hook up with somebody at work than it is to, like, full-on date them.
And see, I kind of agree with that, but also I know of people who've been successful in their office relationships that have moved on to something else. A friend of mine who works in a different state in radio, he and his co-host was married, a couple kids, and he always called her his work wife. And then the relationship on its own fell apart and they got divorced.
Oh, no.
Well, they were friends hanging out a lot, and he was hanging out a lot being a good person to her kids.
The girl versus the girl you said not to worry about.
Yeah. Oh. And they ended up getting married, had a kid of their own, and it actually turned out okay.
Think about all the times that she would like say to him, like, I'm thinking about maybe getting a divorce, and he's like, do it.
That feels a little overlappy to me.
It was a big separation. It was a big just being friends and then
do it. Are you interested in me? Else. Nope.
Blurred lines.
Oh, man.
Okay, so.
Oh, boy.
A few things to watch out for. Maybe somebody had some office goggles and got into a relationship.
Well, if you were in a office relationship of any sort that went south or it went well, you can always message us on the morning show page, KX Mornings, if there is like a good example of how
this does work out.
Yeah.
Or a really good example of why it does not.
Juicy stuff.
Yeah, feel free to spill all the tea. You can DM us on the morning show Facebook page, KX Mornings.
Trying to make you aware of...
It's cicada season, so keep your mouth shut. Woo!
Yeah, it's cicada season, but also... the end of days because of...
It certainly seems like it.
This rare natural phenomenon that's about to hit us... In the Midwest and the South.
Yeah, it's the simultaneous emergence of cicadas, essentially. We've talked about this a little while ago, and it's getting closer.
This is terrifying.
Two humongous broods of periodical cicadas, is what they're called, will dig their way up out from underground for sexy time to mate, and they're going to be super noisy. More than a trillion are set to pop up out of the ground starting late April. In this area, it's when the ground reaches about 64 degrees Fahrenheit. So it's kind of hard to know exactly when, especially with Mother Nature doing this business where it's like spring, quote unquote, but like it's blizzarding all over the state. You know what I'm saying? But once the ground reaches 64 degrees Fahrenheit, it's kind of game on for those cicadas to dig their way out and cause a lot of chaos.
I just see this scene from The Mummy. Where these little bugs are shaking themselves out of the sand.
I can always picture Brendan Fraser.
Yeah, and like all of a sudden, these bugs are like out of the sand, and it's like,
icky. I don't like bugs.
Yep.
Some of them are kind of cute, I guess, but I'm not a huge bug person. But specifically, any hard-shelled, like beetle or something crunchy, I don't.
Not a fan.
God, that makes me want to gag. I'm so sorry. So the happens once every 221 years. So this is truly a once-in-a-lifetime event. In other words, the next time this 13-year life cycle brood and the 17-year life cycle brood will synchronize will be in 2245.
Wow.
Yes.
So this happened, it was in 1803.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't that wild?
See, the Wild West, it was just buried under everything else that was going on during the Wild West.
Can you imagine also in 1803, like, not really knowing anything about anything?
Like, oh, what's going on?
And then being
on?
Like, what are those things in the sky?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Just coming at you like this horde.
But hold on, let me add insult to injury here.
Okay.
Because not only are they going to be so noisy and, like, that's going to be deafening. And then your dogs and cats are going to get into them and stuff like that. And that's going to be a whole other slew of problems.
Yeah.
They're going to pee everywhere.
Oh.
In fact.
What?
They call it, quote, jetting fluids.
Ew.
I know. I'm sorry. And I know that we're supposed to stay not as super descriptive as to, like, make you lose your lunch or your supper or your breakfast or whatever.
No, it's after breakfast. We're
but
good.
That's what it's called.
Oh, my God.
This has been proven.
This is terrible.
The study was published in the Journal of Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Sounds official, so must be official.
Yep.
And apparently, scientists found that even though they're very small, weighing just 2 grams or so, cicadas have the capability for, quote, jetting fluids through remarkably small orifices. In other words, these tiny little droplets that you feel land on you in a super dry, clear day in the summer,
okay,
there's a really good chance it's actually cicada urine.
That is so gross.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. And they have a velocity of up to 3 meters per second. So when I say jetting fluids, I mean it.
I think...
Well, I'm sorry, but like you need to know this because you're going to be covered in cicada pee this
what
spring.
What were the dates-ish?
Well, it's like depending on the area, but it's mostly late April is when it starts. It's whenever the ground reaches about 64 degrees Fahrenheit. Okay. So it could be late April here. It could be... What's after April?
May,
there we go. It could be like mid-May.
Okay.
It so, looks like it'll be spring into summer.
So we take our cooking thermometers out and stick them into the ground and see what the temperature is. And then once the cicadas start flying through the air, we just stay inside until it's over?
That's what I'm gathering, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I think it's a great call-in to work excuse. Can't today. Why? Because cicadas are peeing everywhere? Why would I leave my home?
Exactly. Thanks for hanging out today. If you missed any of the show, it'll be on our podcast at KZKX.com. If you'd like to be a part of tomorrow's show, we want to know about you and maybe someone you know who is laughably unlucky.
Yeah. Do you know somebody who's been hit by lightning? That's an example.
Or like Coryell getting stuck in Europe. Every time she goes on some sort of vacation, something happens, like trying to travel to Colorado on Wednesday, and there's a blizzard currently out west.
Yeah, chances are also, if I'm flying specifically, if it's airport related, I will be extremely unlucky.
Yeah, that's kind of how it works.
And just anything. Yeah, there's a lot of day-to-day examples, but we'll be here until like the 84th come home? Century to explain all that.
Until the cicadas attack, then it'll be
over. Well, I hope so, because it'll be over soon.
Well, hey, if you've got that, let us know on Facebook, KX969. We'll bring that back on tomorrow's show. Coming up in just a few minutes, yes, we have another concert announcement to make for you. And it's another show you're not going to want to miss.
Yay!
So stick around for that. And then the rest of the week, we'll have your chance to win your way to see said concert. So be listening in tomorrow.
Get pumped!
JP makes his guest for your first shot to win that concert announcement. Minutes away.